This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening, and we have perfect attendance by the staff, the professors here of Learning University, which is on the air there. Well, it's on the air here, too, for an hour and 25 more minutes. I am the dean of the university, Tim Wildman, along with the distinguished and tenured professors, Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J., the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
All right. So, Trivia Friday it is here on AFR. Most of you, if you listen to AFR, you know we're here every week doing this. If you're new to American Family Radio, you're wondering, what is this program I'm listening to? Well, just stay tuned, because in the next hour and 24 minutes, what's going to happen to these people? Ed, Professor Ed?
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, I'm glad you asked. Uh-huh. Our listeners, if they're uh-huh. paying attention in uh-huh. class, will get smarter.
Yes, sir.
Betterer. And awesomer.
Sometimes you say more awesomer.
You could get more awesomer.
Which is a level above awesomer.
Absolutely.
More awesomer.
More awesomer. Far more awesomer.
Okay. So that's what could happen.
Yes.
Or you may be transported to another planet. One of the two.
You make fun of me when I oversell our t-shirts.
Hey, you talking about more awesomer? You know that Bible verse that talks about being more than a conqueror? You know, like, well, if you're a conqueror, you know, more than a conqueror.
Right.
I heard somebody say once, Muhammad Ali, back when he was boxing, he fights this bout. They hand him this, you know, $1 million check, this purse that he won. He goes home, mm-hmm. and he's a conqueror. He goes home, hands it to his wife. She's more than a conqueror.
I like that.
All right, you can watch the show today at Facebook and YouTube. Did I say watch too loud? I got a little carried away with that.
But I'm loud all the time. I don't even recognize it when someone else is loud.
All right, Facebook or YouTube, you can watch the show. Just type in today's issues, and you can look inside the studio here at American Family Radio as we do Trivia Friday. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Now, a couple things. One is, if you've called and got on the air in the last 4 weeks, do not call us. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. So you got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please don't call, okay? Just wait. Our phone number to reach us here is 888-589-8840. If you want to call in and ask a trivia question or answer a trivia question, both, we prefer you do both. Answer one of ours and ask us one. You call this number, 888-589-8840. You want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Now, one of the questions, if answered correctly, we will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and all the world will know that you've won yourself a Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt. JJ, describe what we have here.
Well, this is incredible. It's athletic gray. There are three cartoon characters of the three of us on the shirt, and it's got Learning University Trivia Friday on AFR. It's a good conversation starter. You will flush out all the other students and alumni of Learning University.
I mean, if you win it.
If you win it, it's free, but if you want to just go online and get one of these, only $15. It helps the ministry, and it's a good-looking shirt.
And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube watching the program, you see I'm holding up the Trivia Friday hand towel, because that's apparently what Brent got me. I think he's taking a shot at the fact that this couldn't possibly cover my body, but
Hand towel with sleeves.
You know what? I'd pay to see you wear that. I really would.
That can be arranged, sir.
I would buy you lunch and a $5 tip to see you put that size XM on your body.
This is a small. I might accidentally strangle myself putting this one on.
I don't know if it would be appropriate for the whole family to see, but I think JJ and I could handle it.
If you want to up the number of people that can see me in it, you're going to have to up the money.
Okay.
It's going to have to be lunch and dinner.
It's going to garner a lot of unwanted attention when you put that thing on.
And things of that nature. All right, so Ed, get us started.
All right, here are my three questions. First, the word yuppie is short for what? The word yuppie is short for what? Second question, what were the names of the four main heroes in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? What were their names?
Oh.
And number three, tree bark is one of the key traditional ingredients in root beer. Is that true? Or false?
Good questions. Mm-hmm. Here's what I've got. First question, what was Tom Clancy's blockbuster first novel published in 1984? I'll go ahead and tell you they made a movie out of that. What was Tom Clancy's blockbuster first novel published in 1984? Second question, which U.S. president lived in Monticello? Which U.S. president lived in Monticello? Third question, true or false? There is an ATM machine in Antarctica. There is an ATM machine at Mercado Station in Antarctica. Is that true or false?
I got to say, I did play some instruments when I was like in the sixth grade. I played a cello, and there was a little man that lived in it. So, I mean, it's not like your question, but I just thought I'd say that.
Was that when the drug culture started right there?
It was already underway.
Okay. I got a little man living in my cello. You want to come over and see him?
Far out.
All right. Here are my three questions. It is my turn, correct?
Yes, it is. Okay. And by the way, folks, we are not making fun of taking drugs. So there's someone out there getting ready to launch an email saying you think taking drugs is funny. We don't.
No, we don't. Right. Number one, what do you call the leader of a wolf pack? There's a name for the leader of the wolf pack. Hey, I'm talking about a wolf.
Big Ed.
Yes.
My friends called him.
Well,
Ed Vicious.
I'm talking worldwide, Ed. Nashua.
All right.
Okay. They call, what do you call the leader of a wolf pack? There's a name for that. Number two, what American state has America's highest mountain? It's kind of redundant, isn't it, Tim? Yes, it is. You don't have to. What state has America's highest mountain? That's the question I'm asking. And finally, how many time zones is the world divided into? How many time zones is the world divided into. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, and we're going to go to the phones. Let's get it started.
We're going to get it started in Oklahoma. Uh-huh. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Mike, brother?
Hey, good. Good here.
You want to ask?
Yeah, I'd like to do both.
Okay. Which question you want to try to answer?
Let's do the highest mountain.
There ain't no mountain high enough. Why do I want to sing that?
Huh?
Why do I want to? You even know what I'm
talking about? Oh, sure. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no ocean.
You know, if the word ain't wasn't in music, you wouldn't have half. You wouldn't be able to sing half the song.
That's true.
Have you ever noticed that?
Knockout Love Blues songs, isn't it?
Ain't is used. All right, here we go. What state has America's highest mountain, Mike?
That would be Alaska.
Uh-huh.
Is that
true?
Right?
True, and what's the mountain?
It's now called Denali.
Was it Mount McKinley?
It was Mount McKinley formerly, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so they renamed it?
Yes.
Renamed. Okay. He's correct about that. So
why did they rename it? Wait, what am I hearing?
I'm liking that.
Mike, were you playing that?
No, that was my other phone going off.
That's pretty good when you have a harmonica and that's your ringtone.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. Well, I can recognize the tune. Ain't no mountain high enough.
All right. Good one. So that was Mount McKinley in Alaska is the highest mountain. And so,
yes, sir.
So it's called, no longer called Mount McKinley, it's called Mount Denali.
Right, because they didn't want, I guess, a white man's name on it, the highest mountain. And is that why, Mike?
Is that when PC started?
I think they kind of wanted it kind of a Native American word.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's one of the hardest ones to climb, I understand.
All right. Well, what's your question, Brother Mike?
Okay, a week or so ago, you had somebody had the question, what was the first miracle that Jesus did?
Uh-huh.
And it was the changing of water to wine, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
All right. What was the second miracle?
Oh, good Jesus question.
Good question. All right, Mike, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't...
What's sorry that? About that.
Would you just...
Mike.
Oh.
He's never heard that.
Yes. All right, so don't say yes or no, Mike. So hang on. All right, so the second miracle, was that Peter's mother-in-law?
I was thinking it was understanding the new tax code, but that might be in one of those new revised versions.
That's in the Message Bible, I think. Yeah.
Now, what did you say, Peter's mother-in-law?
Was it Peter's mother-in-law? Was that when he healed her?
I'm going to go with you. I can't think of the second.
All right, we're taking a guess, Mike. We're going to say Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law.
Nope.
Okay.
Not yet.
Thank you. Thank you for humiliating us.
Which, what was it?
See, I kept my mouth shut and didn't get humiliated.
This is going to be
I didn't even try.
No, this would be good to know. Maybe we'll remember this.
This is going to be good trivia, important trivia, if that's not contradictory.
Yeah. It can be found at the end of John chapter 4, and it's where Jesus healed an official's son,
okay.
Nobleman's son.
All right.
Found in what? Where
John
in the Bible?
Chapter 4.
Okay.
John chapter 4, the last 4 or 5 verses.
Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the last verse indicates that it was the second sign that Jesus did.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah. The neat thing about it was the person that he healed had never met Jesus and was 16 and a half miles away.
Yeah.
Jesus healed a man from a distance.
Right.
I think that would be meters. Mike.
We need to do that in meters.
During those days. Yeah, he said miles.
Hey, you know what though, to his
stadium,
to his point, that's when he came and said, you know, I don't have to be there, I'm a man in charge, and if I say go and do this or that, and so all you have to do is say the word. And Jesus marveled at his faith and the person got healed. But that's a good thing to know that he wasn't even
now
there.
That's the centurion.
Is that the centurion servant? Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a different one.
Okay.
This guy came to Jesus, said, "Please come see. You know, my son. He's dying."
Okay.
And Jesus said, "Unless a man, you know, wants a sign, you know, he said, come, you know, come help him." And Jesus said, "Go your way. Your son is, you know, is fine." And so. Later that, when he got back, he met his servants coming from the town, Capernaum, and they told him that his son was okay. And the guy asked him what time it was that he, you know, was good, and it was the same time that Jesus said, "Your son lives."
Right. Wow. That's wonderful.
That's awesome.
He's a healer, that's for sure.
And so that means... For future reference,
this is not a problem.
That the first and second miracle Jesus performed is in the book of John. So that's actually very good information.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Good
trivia, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Mike. You're listening to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. We're learning. It's happening.
It's going on.
Right here, right now.
We're dropping some learning.
We're,
on our students.
We're doing so much learning here. I don't know if we can handle it. I don't know if we can handle it or not.
Certainly can't quantify it.
No, you can't. Professor Ed and JJ and yours truly, Tim, we're taking your phone calls. More calls, Ed.
More calls. Thank you. Alabama, Jack is on the line. Jack, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jack.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
You know, usually you guys have questions that I know the answers to. Today you came up with some good ones. But I want to try the one about which president lived in Monticello.
Here's the question, Jack. And before I read the question, I'm thinking about your name. I'm thinking how awkward it was in the 70s when you'd be at the airport for people to say hi to you out loud.
What's up, Jack?
No, hi, Jack.
Oh.
In the airport.
You don't know.
All right. Here's the question. Which U.S. president lived in Monticello?
I'm sorry. Am I interrupting here? Okay.
It was, but it was well worth it.
Okay. Yes.
Was it Billy Jack?
That was a movie.
Yeah. Yep. Several.
Billy Jack?
Yes,
Billy
sir.
Jack lived in Monticello?
Yeah. No.
Probably did later on.
Yeah, later on. Which U.S. president?
We're getting our American history confused with our pop culture right there.
Which U.S. president lived in Monticello?
My guess is Thomas Jefferson.
That's right. Yeah,
That's right. Now, right next to Billy Jack.
Now, Tim, when you take spiritual heritage tours, you guys actually stop there, don't you?
Monticello? No, that's in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Which is about 2 hours from D.C.
and Williamsburg.
We do go to Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon, okay.
George Washington. But Monticello is a great place to visit, I've been told. I haven't been there yet.
Me either.
Well, it's on the back of a nickel, so it's kind of...
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's high up on a bluff. Okay, well, listen, what's your question for us?
It reminds me of the old Groucho Marx show. Y'all might be too young to remember that, but he had a contestant on there one time that never got anything right. And he said, quick, for $100, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Did he get that one right?
The guy said... Lincoln?
Oh, no.
Get him the $100.
Oh, my word.
He embarrassed his family.
Yeah. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Got an elephant in my pajamas the other day. How he got in my pajamas, I'll never know.
Let me say to you, Jack, let me just say one thing before we move on here, Jack.
Okay.
I appreciate you saying this quote to us. You fellows might be too young to remember this.
Yeah.
As a man about to turn 56, that feels good to hear every once in a while. So there you go. I appreciate it.
On the other hand, I do remember watching the Groucho Marx show. So.
I remember watching reruns.
Reruns.
Black Jack, what's your question for us?
Well, since we're on presidents, I was going to ask you what John Lennon's middle name was, but we'll skip on. I'll make it easy.
I don't even remember him being a president. That shows you how much I know about voting.
John Lennon was a president?
No, we're getting our metaphors mixed up.
No, he sang that song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Yeah. All right, Jack, what's your question?
Okay, what is Donald Trump's middle name?
Donald J. Donald Joseph Trump. I think.
I have no idea.
Really? The man's your president.
Right.
I think it's Jack.
Not Jack. It's not Jack.
Is it Joseph? You think?
No, I'm thinking it's Joseph.
Yes, because he was known as DJ until he was 10. Donald Jack.
I'm going with JJ.
We had a president who used Jack as a nickname, so there's your good clue.
Yeah, that was Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Kennedy. Is it not Joseph?
No.
Maybe James. We should know this. It's our president.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we don't know.
I don't know.
I tried to give y'all an easy one.
Well, we'll know after today. We'll know. What is it?
Think of the president in the 60s who was also called Jack.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, John?
Donald John Trump.
Donald John Trump. You got it.
Yeah, that's usually John is used as a first name, not a middle name. That's
not a rule, but you're right.
Right.
It's odd to have it as a middle name.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, thanks, Jack.
Hey,
Donald John Trump.
Mount McKinley, now called Denali, is...
It was named after a Cadillac SUV, I think.
McKinley?
No, Denali.
The mountain was named after the car?
After the Cadillac. They just wanted to showcase what a good ride it was. And
commercialism's going to be the ruin.
You can't watch a bowl game without it being, the M&M Bowl.
I was going to say, Mount McKinley is 20,310 feet tall.
That's a fur piece there.
You know, the tallest mountain in the world is what?
It's what's the one in the Himalayas there?
Mount Everest.
Everest.
How tall? I'm gonna add a new. I'm gonna add a new question.
Okay.
To my trivia.
Now you're gonna have to remember it because it's not written down.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Okay.
That is, and you can use just 1,000.
Within 1,000.
Increment. How tall is Mount Everest?
Oh, okay.
Mount McKinley is the tallest mountain in the 50 states, and it's 20,310 feet tall. How high is Mount Everest?
Mount Everest. That's a good question. And our folks, if they don't know it off the top of their head, look it up. We don't mind that.
No, that's the way you learn.
That's exactly right. Look
back
it
to
up.
The phones.
All right. JJ, where do we go? Somewhere
Let's
in Arkansas.
Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Zula. Hello, Zula.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Are you getting a lot of that rain? The big swath of the country is getting a whole lot of torrential rain. Is that happening where you are?
Yes.
Yeah, those north of the Mason-Dixon line are getting snow, and then a big chunk of the country is getting rain. 36 states affected by the
storm?
Adverse weather. Wow. Yeah. Hey, Zula, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to answer.
Which one you want to answer?
I think it was Ed's question, the tree bark question.
Okay, let me repeat that. Tree bark is one of the key traditional ingredients in root beer. Is that true or false?
True.
That is 100% true.
Okay. Really?
Yep, that's why they called it root beer, but it was primarily sassafras roots and tree bark.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would know this, JJ, because your hometown
has the world's largest sassafras tree, and you can take sassafras roots and make some nice tea. And it tastes pretty good. I've done that before when we were in the Boy Scouts. But I wouldn't think tree bark. You know, I would think roots, hence the root beer.
Yeah, but it was true. Now, they have artificial ingredients now. They don't use tree bark. But that's why I said key traditional ingredients. I looked it up. Had a different question in mind and kind of got distracted and got this one. So
that makes
that
a lot of sense now why in the early days in those ads for root beer, they encourage you to have a toothpick while you're drinking it. Keep a toothpick handy. Hey, Zula, did you say you don't have a question for us?
I'm sorry, no.
No, that's okay. Listen, you stay dry and have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Yes, and sassafras tea, we have sassafras roots on our property.
Yes.
And sassafras tea is wonderful.
It really is. Oh. Very tasty and good for you.
You mean, Zula, you actually gather up some of the root and make tea out of it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, little young, tender plants, pull them up, cut off the roots, put them in a pot, get the boiling water going, and it tastes, it's really, really good.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Zula.
You just described what I do to turnip greens right there. So you do the same thing
sassafras roots, but it's been a long time. We did this in Boy Scouts when I was a Boy Scout for a real short season.
Well, and you just described what I do with handfuls of pasta. I just pull them out of the container, throw them in the boiling water.
A sassafras?
Sassafras tea. Tiny sassafras tree, little saplings, pull them up.
Sassafras. I just like saying that. Sassafras.
I like saying saplings.
Saplings?
Yeah.
You got some
sassafras. Saplings are the offspring of sassafras.
You're passing on a solid yellow line, you sapling.
You had me worried there for just a second, Ed. I'll be honest with you. We'll be back in a minute.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
and on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, on our spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C., we go to the Supreme Court. That's one of the places we go on day one, and we visit the inside chambers. We go to where the justices sit, and it's an amazing place to visit, the Supreme Court of the United States. We don't just look at the outside. We go to the inside and see where the justices sit and where oral arguments are heard. So that's just one of the places we visit on one of the days when Washington, D.C., and we also go to Mount Vernon, the home of George and Martha Washington. So we're going in September. June's full. September will be filling up soon. If you want more information on this Spiritual Heritage Tour, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. A music store owner hits the wrong note with Trump supporters. That story next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. The owner of Joe's Music in Willoughby, Ohio, really does not like all you folks who voted for President Trump, as in he hates you. With such a passion, he'd rather shut down his store and starve to death rather than take your money. The owner, who declined to share his last name, posted a sign on the front door addressed to the Make America Great Again crowd. He told them to go buy their tubas and piccolo somewhere else. Joe said he felt unclean, dirty, by accepting money from conservatives. To be clear, it's not an outright ban, but he really does not want to do business with anybody who wants to make America great again. Joe told the local television station he'd rather starve and close his store. It's a bit odd, I'll give you that, but then again, Trump derangement syndrome can make folks do some mighty strange things. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Do it.
Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Starring Jim Neighbors.
Starring Jim Neighbors.
Who was Sergeant Carter?
Don't. I have a question actually related to that whole show. So no, let's not go.
Well, that was unbeknownst to me.
I know.
We didn't talk about it. I just picked that song.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Like the theme song.
All right.
I do have a Gomer Pyle's question for later on in the show.
So don't go down that road right now.
Don't go down that road.
All right. Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
So Learning University is on the air for the next hour, and we're asking questions and getting answers to life. That's what we're doing. We're doing Hints of Heloise. We're doing Ann Landers. We're doing a lot of other things all rolled into one.
Hints of Heloise, or Heloise's Hints, or whatever it was.
I think I got that wrong. I think it's Hints from Heloise.
Or something like that. But that was back when I was growing up.
Yeah.
That was like what life hacks are now. You ever see those?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your life hack for doing this?
Right.
And she had all these great hints on how you...
Hints from Heloise or something like that.
Yeah, Hints from Heloise. And it was... You know, how do you get oil off your
questions
cat?
Questions like that.
You know?
Practical everyday.
Right.
Around the house life questions.
Yeah.
Which we seek to answer here as well. So Trivia Friday it is. We're going to repeat our questions and then ask you to call in and answer. Here's the phone number. Answer and ask. Ask us a trivia question. Answer one of ours. Be cooperative. Okay? Be cooperative. That's all we're asking. And be responsible and drive safely. Here's the phone number. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. So we're about to repeat our questions, which have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Yes.
And then we'll get back to the calls.
All right. Here are mine. I'm going to add one because I've had one answered. First question, the word yuppie is short for what? Where does it come from? Mm-hmm. Second question, what were the names of the four main heroes in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go ahead and go with my Gomer Pyle question since we brought it up. On the television show Gomer Pyle, USMC, what was the name of Gomer's gunnery sergeant? Now, Tim did give the last name, but I want the full name. So if you weren't listening, you won't
know. Oh, wow. I didn't plan to.
Oh, that's all right. No problem.
To spoil your question, but you want the full name of the
sergeant.
We'll
find out who's listening, too.
I remember hearing is the last name, so that's some good trivia. Here's what I've got. First question, what was Tom Clancy's blockbuster first novel published in 1984? Huge movie came from that as well. What was Tom Clancy's blockbuster first novel published in 1984? Second question, true or false?
Mm-hmm.
There is an ATM machine in Antarctica. There is an ATM machine at McMurdo Station in Antarctica. Is that true or false? And I'll add a question. How many people were on the ark during the flood? Old Testament in the Bible, we know about all the animals that were there, but how many people were on the ark during the flood?
All right, here are my questions. Number one, what do you call the leader in a wolf pack? There's a name given to this. This expression is used commonly in our country.
I think the Beach Boys sang about it. So that, you know, if you've got any of those old LPs.
Well, my boyfriend's pack, you're going to be in trouble. What? JJ, I think you've got your songs mixed up.
That was good, right?
Yeah,
there.
That was real
good. My boyfriend's packed. My boyfriend's packed.
Oh, man.
People don't want to hear me sing it. But
people, if you listen every week, you can get your weekly dose of corn right here. Right here. All right. So my second question is this. What is the height of Mount Everest? And I want it in feet, and you can use thousands.
Round it off.
Yeah. Because we mentioned earlier in the program the answer to my first question, which was, what's the tallest mountain in the U.S.? And it's Mount McKinley, now called Denali, so changed by President Obama. And they want to get on to Trump for building a wall. Good night. Man went around changing mountain names.
I know it.
Huh? Didn't care about the Constitution then?
Disgraceful.
Anyway, so President Obama then changed the name in 2015 to Denali, but it was always known as Mount McKinley at 20,310 feet. So that's the tallest mountain in the United States. And tallest mountain in the world is Everest. How tall is it? And finally, how many time zones is the world divided into?
Always say, can't we all just get along? But
I agree with you, Ed. We're too divided.
We
as
are
it
divided.
Is. And with time zones.
I know.
Look at that number.
Where will it stop?
I don't know.
The division.
Somebody needs to pull us together here.
And some division's long division.
Yeah.
And
I
you have to be long suffering.
So how many time zones are we divided into around the world? That's what I want to know. And how do we solve this? This problem and bring our hearts together.
Yes, bring our time zones
together. I tell you
together.
What we could do, get on a hill, have a bunch of Coca-Cola bottles around, hold hands. I want to teach the world to sing.
Yes.
In perfect harmony.
Brent, when you get a chance, see if you can find that ad. You know what he's talking about?
He doesn't know. He's
Brent, how old are you, Brent? How old are you, Brent? Brent, he runs our controls.
Right. He's our producer, show
32.
Producer.
You're 32?
Mm-hmm.
No, so he wouldn't remember that.
No,
but find the song.
I want to teach
Coke
the world to sing.
Want to teach the world to sing.
Okay. Type Google. I want to teach the world to sing. Coke commercial, and we'll see if we can get that together.
It's a baby boomer
trip down memory lane.
That's right.
And it should produce some beautiful energy.
Yes,
that
I'm thinking so.
That will overcome the sinful nature. Mm-hmm. I don't think
like
so.
To teach the
but
world
I'm not cynical.
Uh huh. perfect.
If that doesn't do it for you, we're going to send you a support animal.
Or a unicorn.
Put you in a safe, find you a safe place.
All right, can I move on, folks?
Yes, sir.
I think we need to get back to knowledge and learning. Awesomer and all that stuff. And
apparently, we're going back to Arkansas because Jeff is next up. Jeff, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, professors, for taking my call.
You are welcome. Jeff, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'd like to answer Tim's question about the time zone.
Okay.
This is Jeff.
Jeff, thank you, brother. Here's your question. How many time zones is the world divided into?
24.
Yes.
Wow.
That is correct.
Nicely done, Jeff.
24 time zones. That's one of those questions that you think 24 maybe, and then you go, I don't know. I mean, is that really true? How did you just know 24 hours, 24 time zones?
Well, I happen to remember it from when we were hitting with the Y2K bug.
Oh, yeah.
About the millennium.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I remember that.
Good. You got a good memory.
Yeah.
What else do you remember from Y2K? What did you have for lunch that day?
Rice and beans. Had plenty of that.
You know, I had a friend. We almost – he just badgered me over this whole – it wasn't one of y'all.
Y2K.
Right. Y2K thing, and he was telling me, this is real. And you didn't know what to believe. You're reading this, that, and the other, and he was like, don't call me when you need food rations.
That's a good friend.
Well, you know, I mean, he was like, I was like, huh, come on, man.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, this is not going to happen like this.
Right.
He was like, oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, anyway.
There's a lot of scare. You know, the trains are going to quit going. The planes are going to not be able to fly.
Missiles are going to launch from Russia and all this stuff anyway.
Right. Hey, Jeff, you have a question for us?
Yeah. What are the different forms of transportation used on Mackinac Island?
They don't allow automobiles. I don't even think they allow motorcycles.
Mackinac, is that in New York?
No, it's in Michigan.
Michigan?
It's, and I've never been there, and I've always wanted to go since I saw it on the Travel Channel. It's a famous island.
Is that where the peaches come from or something? Mackinac peaches?
No.
No, seriously, there's Mackinac.
Is there?
It used to be a fort, and there's actually only three vehicles on the island. One is an ambulance. One is a fire truck, and one is a police car.
Wow. Oh, that's your question?
The only way to get around the island is either to walk, ride a horse, or ride a bicycle.
I knew the bicycles.
Tim was telling us bicycles.
I didn't know the horse.
Wow. Very interesting.
You know, you can walk on your hands if you can do that for that length of time.
And that is also where the movie The Grand Motel, The Grand Hotel, that was actually filmed there at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island.
You know, the Mackinac Island. What lake is that? Is that Lake Michigan?
I believe so.
Well, you know, I was reading about this because I was looking for, Allison and I, my wife and I, occasionally we like to just travel somewhere new and see something different that we'd never seen. I was thinking, I would love to go to Mackinac Island in the summer. Obviously, you don't want to go to Michigan in January.
Right.
Okay, but I would love to go up there. And then I saw the price of the hotel rooms.
Like what?
Now, maybe you can pitch a tent for $175 a night. I don't know, but it was like $300 or something.
Actually, I stayed there, and it was actually fairly reasonable when you go just a little bit away from the island itself. To stay on the island is very expensive.
Yeah.
But if you stay on the shore and ride the ferry across, which is also enjoyable, the prices are not that bad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll check that out. Obviously, if I'm going to go all the way there, which is probably 1,000 miles from me, I kind of want to stay on the island.
Right.
Right.
But anyway.
Not on the shore. Hey, Jeff, I got to ask you a nosy question. Or do you happen to be standing by a grandfather clock?
No.
Okay.
What is that sound in the background?
Those are my four-way flashers because I had to stop because I'm getting ready to hit a dead zone. I'm a trucker. And so I stopped so that I wouldn't lose signal because where I'm getting ready to go through, there's no signal there. I didn't want to call the problem.
I got you.
Thank you, brother.
Jeff, you are a
safe driver.
Yeah,
conscientious.
Safe driver. That's great. Thank you,
terrific.
Brother.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Next call.
All right. We go to Mississippi. I guess we stay in Mississippi. Nolan is on the line. Nolan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello, Nolan.
Hey.
Is it wet enough for you?
Oh, yeah. It is. It's been raining for four straight days down here.
We've been gathering up some gopher wood just in case.
That's right.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to go with the Ninja Turtle question.
All right, here
the
it is.
The first one I knew this morning.
What were the names of the four main heroes in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Well, that would be Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Raphael.
That is correct.
Nice.
Good work.
Nicely
good work.
Done.
Well, which one of the that was a Teenage...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I thought that was Paul, Ringo, and...
that was the British invasion.
Oh. You know what's funny is it's sad that people that were born right through there or, you know, that they were young, that they know those names to be Ninja Turtles and not
artists.
Yeah, great artists, Renaissance, you know, masters or whatever. Like, oh, I know that name. Yeah, I can see him now with his his blindfold on, been doing all the flips and things.
Hey, Nolan, what's your question for us?
I'm gonna stick with the Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
see
good.
If y'all have some Ninja Turtle knowledge, since y'all most of your y'all's kids probably grew up.
We're talking we're talking '90s stuff here, aren't we?
'80s or '90s?
'80s and '90s.
Okay.
Late '80s, early '90s. Got all the movies.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes and I see all the big big hair, the girls with the big hair, and the clip in their hair. All right, we're ready.
So I'm going to ask you, let's see, what weapon did Michelangelo use?
What weapon did Michelangelo use in the teenage?
What was his main weapon?
Well, Nolan, I'll tell you, his main weapon were his brains, because violence solves nothing. Unless someone's beating the stuffing out of you, then violence can sometimes help.
I think I don't think that sentence structure works, Ed.
Were brains? Walker can help you. I bet he has you.
Say again.
I bet Walker could help y'all.
Yeah, if he Walker was here,
you're right. Could. Walker probably could help us. We could call him in.
You know what?
Seemed like there was a kind of an odd shaped sword that one of them had.
I remember. I just don't remember which one had which. One of them had the
nunchucks.
Pole, and I don't...
Yeah,
Brent,
stumped.
Do you have any idea? Can you help us here?
Brent's young.
Right,
maybe he knows.
I'm just guessing. I'm going to say nunchucks.
All right, how about nunchucks?
There you go.
Nunchucks.
Hey, nicely done.
Brent comes off the bench.
Yes.
I haven't even taken any practice swings. And he gets it out of the park.
Comes onto the court, and his Nike shoe didn't even blow out.
Right.
And gets a three-pointer for the team.
Did you see that?
That was pretty crazy.
That's nuts.
I didn't see it. I read about it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nolan. Take care, brother.
Okay. Right, hey, Nolan. We do have the commercial you requested.
Okay. What we're about to hear now, for those, this will mean something to baby boomers in particular.
But only baby boomers.
Only.
Young
this
people
is,
won't bring a tear to their
this
eye.
This is probably... either 69, 70, 71.
It's in the 70s sometime.
Right at 72, right in there. And
Does this have a date?
Long time ago.
71?
We were just in our playpen.
You're right.
When
you
we were listening.
What is it, 71?
71.
Let's hear a little bit of this here.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love.
Oh, yeah.
Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a book and keep it company.
That's the commercial we're talking about.
That is
that's right.
The theme song for the Green New Deal. Oh, no, wait. That's not what that is.
That was a, for those who don't know what we're talking about, that was a popular television ad for Coke.
Right. Yes.
And they showed all these hippies, well, not just hippies, but
young people.
Different kinds
people,
of
people from around the world, different cultures, including hippies.
Holding hands.
And they're holding
on the
hands,
hillside.
And we'd like to teach the world to sing. So it's a peace and harmony song.
It's a catchy little tune.
It is.
Sure is.
And it is a beautiful sentiment.
That's a song,
I'd love
guys.
To buy everyone in the world a home, too.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? You know? But it ain't going to happen. So then realistic Ed
right.
crashes the party
right.
and
right.
says,
right.
you can buy a Coke right. for yourself. That's all you're going to be able to afford. All right? So let me shatter your
all
dreams
right.
here, young people.
Thank you, Ed. Thank yeah. you. That's why you're loved.
Note right. to self, Bernie will not be calling Ed to help with his campaign.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
And we, let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, the word yuppie
uh-huh.
is short for what? Also, I have a Gomer Pyle question.
Is yuppie a word? There's an acronym.
No, it's a word.
It's a word?
It comes from, it's, I don't know.
Greek?
No.
Yuptacular. Yepinacious.
I don't know what the proper word is.
I
from.
Think people understand.
People know
it's
what
slang.
It
was, it's slang for a real combination of words, huh?
Yeah, it's a word that's
an abbreviation.
Used. Thank you for confusing me, Tim. Okay, second question.
It's my gift.
On the television show Gomer Pyle, USMC, what was the name of Gomer's gunnery sergeant? And then
Donald John.
Jack. Okay, and let me have, since we're talking about commercials, here's one. And this is pretty easy, but still. What is the rest of this famous advertising jingle? Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. What comes next?
I know what that is. JJ knows what that is.
Yeah, right. Pretty easy. All right, that's what I got.
Here's what I've got. What was Tom Clancy's blockbuster first novel published in 1984? And there was a huge movie that came from that. Second question, true or false? There is an ATM machine at McMurdo Station mm-hmm. in Antarctica. Is that true or false? Third question, Old Testament Bible question, how many people were on the ark during the flood? How many people were on the ark?
All right, my question's similar to JJ's. Is there an ATM machine at the top of Mount Everest? In addition to that, if you get there, and there is, and I'm not saying whether there is or there isn't, okay?
Right.
I'm not giving away the answer to my own question. But the question stems from my earlier question, which is, how tall is Mount Everest, which is the highest mountain in the world? Give me a, by thousands, feet. All right, let's see, my other question's been answered, I guess. Oh, just go ahead and back to the phone.
Okay, all right. We go to North Carolina, and Kevin is on the line. Kevin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are we, professors?
We're doing well,
Kevin. Thank you, brother, for asking.
It's wet here, anyway.
Where are you?
I want to answer the...
You in North Carolina?
I am.
Yeah, I think all the rain we're getting here in North Mississippi and other parts of the South is coming your way, my friend. And we're going to have 8 inches by the time it's all over.
Yeah,
and,
crazy
that's,
amount
that's,
of rain.
That's some flooding right there.
Right. Hey, Kevin, February the 28th, there in North Carolina, Ed and Brian and Wesley, we're going to be there for the town hall meeting.
Brian Fisher and Wesley Wildman. Where are y'all going to be?
Yeah, it's the God and Country town hall meeting. It's free, but there's only room for 500 people, so you do need to let them know. That you can be there.
No, that's you got us mixed up with the Dan Celia thing. We'll get that information.
Okay. So
we're
that's
having
not
two
in
events
North Carolina.
Two events in North Carolina.
We'll get that information.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, you can go to afa.net and get that information.
Okay, I will.
All right. Hey, John, what's your question for us?
Kevin.
I mean, which
Kevin.
One you want to answer? Kevin.
Oh gosh.
The one in Clancy.
Oh, here's the question. What was Tom Clancy's blockbuster first novel published in 1984?
That would be Shawshank Redemption.
No, that's not the answer.
He wrote Shawshank.
No, he didn't. Is that John Grisham that wrote
Shawshank?
No. No, this is, we're talking about Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy. the thriller. What would you call his genre?
Military fiction.
That was Michael Jackson.
Oh, military. Shucks.
Hey, I'm going to give you another chance since it's Friday. What was Tom Clancy's blockbuster first novel published in 1984? Kevin, give you another chance.
Officer and the Gentleman.
No, but you're those are good guesses.
Lift us up where we belong.
Kevin, now I'm just going to have to call you out on this because Officer and a Gentleman, although I have not seen it, I think is a chick flick. And it is. All right, Kevin, I know you. I heard you hang your head in shame.
It was Richard Gere and Deborah.
That's all I wanted to know is that you understood the mistake that you made. Mixing up Officer and a Gentleman with Tom Clancy.
Hey,
all of us can do it at times.
Kevin, if we're going to be able to keep this toxic masculinity momentum going, we're going to need your support. We're going to need your help.
All I know, that was a good I'm not a big fan of fighting, but that duel between Richard Gere and Louis Gossett Jr. was one for the ages, right?
I've never
seen it.
Okay, well, never mind. I guess I'm the only center in the room. Okay, I'll say Cindy Send.
How about the yuppie question?
All right.
He already answered one. Have you got one for us?
Yeah, well, I got a kind of a riddle, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
Man walks into a bar, asks for a glass of water. Bartender comes out with a shotgun, shoots right beside his head. The guy lays a $20 bill down on the bar for a tip and says, "Thank you very much," walks out. Why did he do that?
Well,
I've heard a lot of those kinds of jokes, but I'm stumped.
What? When was that now?
When was it?
It was a week ago Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah,
all right, so you're asking why did he do that? Are you asking why the guy dropped a 20 or why the guy shot by his head?
Why the guy thanked him and left him a $20 tip.
Yeah, and he shot right next to his head when he asked for some water.
Plus, why in the world did he go into a bar if he's a Christian, right? You know, so
exactly.
I'm just being Holy Joe right now. So.
All right, we're stumped. Tell us the
answer,
I
don't know. I've never heard this one, Kevin.
The hiccups.
Oh, that's good. Scaring him. He wanted to scare him where he'd quit having the
hiccups. Oh, he asked for the water, glass of water.
Yeah, I heard a similar version, but it was the guy went to the teller window, and he was in line, and you could hear him hiccup, and he was apologizing to the people around him. So then when he got to the thing, and he handed the check or whatever he was doing, his transaction, and the woman in a loud whisper said, "Sir, I'm sorry, your account is overdrawn $18,000. He said, "What?" He said, "You got to be kidding." She said, "Yes, I am. But if you'll notice, your hiccups quit."
Scared him.
Hey, Kevin, have a great weekend. Stay out of bars.
Now, Kevin, if you're still listening, brother, we gave you a hard time all the way around on that one and the watching the chick flicks and stuff like that. I've been forced to watch a few chick flicks in my time. So,
have y'all never heard that song, "The Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong"?
Yeah.
Joe Cocker.
Is that from there?
That's the theme from The Officer and the Gentleman.
Okay.
And what was the other movie he talked about? And I don't remember all about that movie.
Shawshank Redemption.
I'm not recommending it for family viewing, okay? So please don't misunderstand me. That's been 25 years ago since I saw that movie. I just remember.
And chances are it's not one.
I just know the theme to the song, and I know the movie was Deborah Winger and Richard Gere. What was it, Shawshank?
He was asking about Shawshank.
Well, that was a really good movie, but it wasn't John Grisham.
Right.
I don't know who wrote that novel. We'll be back momentarily.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.